Jay Thomas Show. Every day something new, something bizarre. For you, for now. The Afternoon Drive Show on Stars 2, Sirius 108 and XM 139.
The brand new second hand guy. No man, no one, no brand new second hand guy.
888-4102-102 and at jthomas.com, you'll see our babe of the day. We just started there. Kieran McCammon, welcome to the Jay Thomas Show. Now, Kieran, you started Caboodle.com, correct?
I did indeed. I'm one of the founders.
One of the founders. And how would you describe Caboodle.com?
I would probably say Caboodle's a bit like Facebook meets shopping online. We basically made online shopping more social by kind of allowing women who's our typical user to connect with friends and see what they're shopping for online and comment on it and connect with them and say how much they love the different stuff they're finding.
Huh. So it's like Facebook shopping, kind of.
You could, if Facebook it was ever to go and have a baby with, say, Amazon, you might get something like Caboodle.
If Amazon got on top of Facebook,
you could say that. Although,
and they had, who do you think's feminine
that?
In that? Do you think Amazon is the male or Facebook is the male?
Oh, good question. Let's say Amazon's the male because it's got all the product, and Facebook mm-hmm. is the female because that's where we socialize.
Right, right. Because when I go on Facebook, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that wants to talk that much about nothing is usually not a guy. You like that one?
I couldn't possibly comment. My wife is going to be listening.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think's blacker, Facebook or Amazon? That's our big question today.
I have never thought about it that way.
And what color is their bra?
Thank you. That's my buddy Rodney Lee Conover, by the way. He's with us. Kieran McCammon.
Hi, Kieran.
Hey, guys.
He's not just here because of Caboodle.com. You can go to Kieran, KieronMCCammon.com. You have an ILM, this bionic hand. And first of all, you lost just the hand, or you lost your arm?
I lost my hand kind of below the elbow, about halfway up the forearm.
Where did you lose it? I always backtrack when I lose stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was very careless, what can I say? And I left it behind at an airport somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, you were paragliding.
Did you check the couch cushions?
nearly 4 years ago now, but I was paragliding down in Colombia, South America. It's kind of paragliding's been one of my
Whenever
passions.
Stories start out with this, Jay, I was paragliding mm-hmm. in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something horrible at the end of it. Yeah, I've never heard a good story that started with that. Go ahead.
Were you chewing a coca leaf when you took off? That's because they chew those coca leaves.
I must have been chewing something because when I was coming into land after my flight, I sure as hell didn't see the power lines in front of me.
Power lines.
Power lines and human beings just don't make a good mix, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So
now,
did you
recently,
get shocked? I mean, obviously you did.
Yes.
But did it like burn you or that kind of thing?
Then you got it, yeah. I mean, I fortunately don't remember the moment of impact, but I woke up on the ground with both my left arm and hand very, very badly burnt, obviously from the electrical damage, and my right leg, the back of my right leg, so it kind of probably shorted across two of the lines. Kind of.
And did you get a bill from Columbia Power and Water? Because a lot of times there's a surcharge for that.
For the extra usage?
Yeah.
Now, had you sold Caboodle.com yet, or were you in the process of selling it?
How could you sign the contract after that?
Right.
Luckily, I'm right-handed.
Nice.
But you were in the middle of selling it and had started this company and were on the precipice of becoming a wealthy man.
We just launched the product. In fact, literally the day after we launched our site publicly, I went on this kind of 10-day trip or 7-day trip, as it was.
Yeah, as soon as you open a business, it's good to go on vacation right away.
That's what I figured. You know, we just spent a year building the product.
A few days off.
I was in a not as terrible as you, but I was hurt about 2-3 months ago. And when you're first injured, I fell face first during a sex scene in a film, a very vicious sex scene. And I injured my eye. And there's that
moment. Jay was the male, by the way. Yeah.
There is a moment when you're injured and you don't know whether you're going to be okay or not, right? And, of course, when you hit, you don't really feel anything. You just said that you don't remember the impact, and we're all so frightened of death. If you had died, you would not have known it, correct?
I would posit that unless you believe in the afterlife.
No, but I mean, you wouldn't have. I mean, you hit the power lines.
Yep.
Do you remember searing pain
nope.
as you were hitting the lines?
No, nope, I do not. All I remember is seeing the lines and thinking, oh, shit.
Did you say you were going to yourself, in all seriousness, I'm going to die? This is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, I didn't get it. One, it was so quick when I suddenly spotted them that all I could do was try and turn and avoid them. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up on the ground, kind of sitting on the top of this hill and thinking, that's not good.
Yeah.
Does the arm smoking and the flesh is burning and the arm is hanging off?
Sounds much more gruesome than it was, but it was definitely very, very badly burnt. And once I got into the little clinic, you could definitely smell the burning skin, but it wasn't smoking. I think that would have freaked me out completely.
So which was scarier, hang gliding or paragliding into electrical lines, lying on the ground and having your arm smoking, or going to a clinic in Colombia?
That's often the question I get is, what the hell was it like being in hospital in Colombia? Fortunately, I was in a reasonably well-developed city, I guess. So by the time they got me out of the local clinic in an hour and a half ambulance ride in the back of this van across mountain roads, I finally got to the main hospital. And it was certainly not up to par with what we all get to expect living in the United States, but it was actually a pretty reasonable facility if you could kind of live without the power cuts that kept going.
Oh, so they were able to save your hand and everything was cool.
Well, they were certainly able to give me the emergency care.
They cut it off at the elbow. That's the only thing they could think of.
Did they chop it off in Colombia? Did they do it right
there? No, hell no.
Oh, they didn't? Oh,
no.
You waited till you got home.
Oh, I, as soon as they started to say, can you sign this kind of handwritten note in pidgin English that allows us to amputate your hand on the next surgery, I said, I don't want to get back home, guys.
Yeah, give me a sling.
All right, well, you know what? Stay where we're going to. Now, not only is Kieran telling us this horrifying story of losing his left arm from the elbow down, but now he has this new eye limb, and we'll find out, and it works. It works perfectly. The eye limb works. It's working well.
It works very well for me. I mean, if you're going to lose a hand, then getting it replaced with a bionic hand, I mean, it's the ultimate gadget for your upper limb amputee, if you ask me.
All right. Is it really called an eye limb?
We're going to hear all about it. We're going to hear all about your eye limb.
It is really called an eye limb, though?
It is, yeah. I don't know if they branded it in the internet days or something, but yeah. Eye limb.
Can I write apps for it? Can I make an app for your arm? Because I'd like to do that.
That would be pretty cool if they allow me to program the damn thing. But no,
we'll find it. Can you give people the finger with your eye limb?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you can do all that. And by the way, Caboodle has grown into the number one social shopping site on the web.
Yep.
15 million monthly visitors.
Yep.
Wow. And you sold it or you're still a part of it?
We actually were very, very fortunate. We sold the company back in August 2007 to Hearst Corporation. And both my partner and I, the two of us that started the company, are still here. And we've been kind of building it up from the very, very early days of when it got acquired to now be really a top 150 site in the U.S.
Well, I have two questions when I come back. One, what's it like to be so fucking rich? And two, what's it like to have the eye limb? Stay where you are.
Jay Thomas.
Thomas Show.
The Jay Thomas Show.
It's the afternoon show.
On Stars 2.
Sirius 108 and XM 139.
Go to Caboodle.com, social shopping network. The 37-year-old executive, Danville, California, by way of what, Australia is your accent? Australia?
English.
Sorry. Now you have the ILM. You're paraglliding. You're just about. You started the company. You're going to be a wealthy young guy. Next thing you know, you smash into this power line in a third world country. Your arm is almost burned off. You get back to the United States, and do they chop your arm off when you come back?
Did they do it on the flight over, or when you got back?
Hey, they didn't do it on the flight over when I got back, but I got a personal ride in a little one of those Boeing jet thingamajigs. So, first time I've been in a private jet.
Mm. But at what cost?
This was before you sold the company.
Yeah,
many times since then.
This is pre now. So you get flown back home.
Yep.
And you land in what town, L.A. or San Francisco?
Yeah, no, we landed in Miami, so it took me 2 months to get back.
So not too much different from Colombia at this point.
When I left Colombia to actually listen to someone speaking English who got off the plane to take me to Miami, and after speaking no Spanish in Colombia whilst in hospital, it was such a relief. And then I get to Miami, and they all speak Spanish.
Of course they were.
And it's the same guy with a handwritten note.
Yeah.
Now, could I go to, like, Hoboken, anything north there?
Who invented the ILM? I mean, how did you find out about it?
So when Are you
Mac or PC with your arm?
I'm a Mac guy nowadays,
okay.
So yeah.
All right.
It's definitely more a Mac than a PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so you can't right-click with your hand.
So you're about to lose your arm. You're going to get that hand that who's the old senator that always holds the pen in his hand that
Dole,
he lost?
Robert
it?
Dole.
Bob Dole. You're going to look like that, and you're a young guy. And so do you say, I'm going to search everything and figure out how to get a hand that moves, or was this available already?
No, you got it. I mean, I as soon as I was out of hospital, I got onto the Internet doing search for... I had no idea really what to expect.
You mean there wasn't a hand available on Caboodle.com?
I was at, there was as soon as I found it.
Right.
Once I tracked it down, I added it. But, I had to do Internet research to find the company because it wasn't even commercially available when I first came across it. So it's a company out of Scotland.
What's an ILM cost? What's it cost?
Oh, you're probably looking $40,000 to $60,000 for the
Is that installed?
Setup.
Installed?
Fully installed out the door.
You know what? That's not terrible.
No.
You know what? That's not... I mean, I expected it to be in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
And you've got... Do you have cartoon fingers or do you have five fingers?
Did you just figure it out or do you have an owner's manual that you could go through?
So, those are two questions.
That's the last thing I do is look at the manual.
I want to know if you have five fingers. You want to know if there's an owner's manual.
So, one, if there was an owner's manual, I didn't read it. I'm a man and we don't
there
read
you
manuals.
Go. Sure, good guy. Sure.
I've got four fingers and a thumb, and each of them is... powered independently, so each finger has its own little motor, and the hand, I don't know if you can hear it.
Can you hold it up?
Yeah, we can hear
phone?
That.
Hold it up to the phone. Hold it up.
Getting aroused.
And you have to press a button to make it move, or you think to make it move?
All by my mind. I mean, it's the modern kind of electronics nowadays, but the basic principle is, you know, I think that I want to open my hand, and that basically causes one of the muscles that I still have in my forearm to contract.
Wow.
And it had a little sensor on that muscle that picks up the electroactivity from the muscle and converts essentially that thought action to open the hand. And
do you like it better than your other hand?
You know, I can't say that, you know, I'd go chop my hand off just to have an ILM and have a bionic hand. It's certainly not quite a replacement for the real thing. But if you've lost your hand, it's damn sight better than the...
It's a conversation starter, though, isn't it?
Oh, hell. I mean, it's, you know, you walk in with essentially what looks like a Terminator hand.
Yeah, what's the pickup line? What's the line with that? I'm serious.
You're married, I know, but I'm sure that you've had an incident or two.
Hello, yeah. Darling, you should see the attachments I get with this. Yeah, that was
there
a
you
crash one.
Ah, I knew that.
So. And you are married, of course, right?
I am indeed, yes.
And I mean, to be...
Does she have both arms?
I haven't asked her to chop one off just so she can kind of match me.
I mean, wives and husbands have to go through a lot, but now your wife gets in bed with a man who has an arm that may actually have a finger that can vibrate.
and a big battery pack to go with it.
Right. Have you used it for sexual purposes?
Now, Jay.
So that's what you want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, imagine putting a drain pipe on your arm with about 3 pounds attached to it.
Hold on, I'm actually going to do this while you...
And try and sweetly caress your wife with that on your arm. It's a little bit hard.
Okay, yeah. All right. Now, you have made a tremendous amount of money because you sold Caboodle. And here's the question we asked when we were on break. I don't know if you heard it or not. Knowing what you know now about having a lot of money, would you give up an arm to still have the money you have, or would you get back your flesh arm and give up your money?
And certainly give up paragliding.
Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying is it worth, people go, oh, I'd give an arm and a leg. Well, you only had to give an arm. I give an arm and a leg to be a billionaire, multi-billionaire, whatever it is, a millionaire. But you, I mean, you could actually be asked that question and answer it.
I hadn't thought about it, but I guess you could actually say I gave up a hand and got my millions.
Would you take the flesh arm back and give the money up?
How much would you pay for a flesh arm?
I don't regret anything that happened, but I think I'd take the flesh arm. I mean, as good as the bionic one is, and I'm sure it's going to get better over the next 5-10 years, you just can't beat having a real hand. So, I'd probably give it all up and go for the flesh hand again.
Do you have phantom itching and feeling?
I do, yeah.
You ever pick your nose and draw blood by mistake?
If I'm not careful and I get to scratch my head with my left hand, I can knock myself out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see that.
Now, can you take it off?
Yes.
Oh, really? Is it easy?
It is.
It's plug and play?
Yeah, it's kind of plug and play. You know, you've got a socket that fits on my arm that kind of is custom made for me that I just can slide on and off, and the hand attaches to the socket. So it actually comes off pretty easy. So I don't wear it at night, don't wear it in bed, don't swim with it.
Was it waterproof?
No.
So when you go scuba diving or swimming, you take it off?
He takes it off.
Yeah. Sport activity or strenuous activity, I leave the hand behind. I've got kind of different other prosthetics that I put on for riding a bike or doing gym work, whatever it is.
Now, if somebody's out there doesn't have a hand, doesn't have an arm or a leg or whatever, do you just go online and type in I limb and they're there? Because I don't think that the $40,000 to $60,000 sounds, I mean, some, hell, I, you, it's
not unreasonable, is it?
You'd mortgage your home or your insurance would pay for some portion of it or whatever. It did not sound unreasonable to me. You're giving it a good name. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, for the function it gives me and just the fact that I have four fingers and a thumb on my left hand again, well worth the money from my standpoint. So, you know, just go check out Touch Bionics is the name of the company that made or makes the iLimb hand. Go get one.
Caboodle.com, KieranMcCammon.com, and Kieran has an iLimb bionic hand. Hey, Kieran, thanks very much, and good luck. Can we hear it buzz one more time? Just give me a little buzz, please, real quick.
Sure thing, Jay. Here you go. First radio demonstration of an iLimb.
Go. There you go. What radio?
I'm getting aroused.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.